Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We have a great show for you today, and of course, it's all about success. And Barbara Dowse is joining me. Barbara, are you there?
I am here. Thanks for having me, Kim.
Of course, and I'm excited to just share a little bit about you. And of course, you are a consultant for thinking into results and coaching. What is Soul Notes? What is that exactly? Soul Notes coaching.
Well, Soul Notes coaching is when I first started coaching and was more involved with spiritual transformational coaching.
Okay.
You know, so really touching into the soul and what were the messages that you were getting from that place.
Oh, I love that. Okay. I was just like looking at it. And I am so excited. You have a new book that came out. And of course, it's The Successful Spirit and feeling your success, right?
I mean,
you know what? Everybody wants to be successful. And so I'm so excited to share what you're doing and how you can help so many people.
Thank you.
Yeah. Give out your website. Let's just start like right now.
Well, people can learn about my Thinking Into Results program, which is where I help people take 100% responsibility for their lives, their thinking, and their results. And that is www.barbaradouse.thinkingintoresults.com. And then I do want to offer, and I'll offer it a little bit later, another link where people can get some little gifts.
Oh, we like it. Gifts. Okay, that sounds really good. Well, I'm excited for you to be here. And of course, you're going to be here all the way through the show. You will be co-hosting me. So I appreciate you being here. I do want to just share with everybody that one, you can stream us. And of course, that is on kvta.com. Also, you can download our podcast, and that is on Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, pretty much anywhere that the podcasts are. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 805-419-0008. We love to have people call in, and I love to hear from my listeners and see how they're doing. So again, I always start our show with something uplifting. And I just thought this is so perfect. Positively always wins. I mean, and Barbara, that's so in line with what you do. It's like you look at something and you look at the positive side and you might look at the negative side. And if you go back to your positive side, you're going to look at winning, correct?
This is true, Kim. You know, when you can examine your thoughts and understand that you become what you think about and where you put your focus, it's all energy, right? It's all feelings are vibrations. Thoughts are vibrations. It's all source is vibrational. It's all energy. And if you're not feeling good, you usually have an error in your thinking. And that could be based on patterns and old behaviors, old belief systems, even feelings that you're addicted to that really no longer are serving you. So it takes a level of awareness and consciousness to grow. But you must be willing to change because change is complicated, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's scary, right? And you talk about, you know, when you're all set to do your best, and then what happens? You get scared. You go, okay, this isn't feeling exactly the way I thought it was going to go. And you call those paradigms, right?
Exactly, right? A paradigm is a fixed idea in the subconscious mind that controls our behavior. And, you know, neuroscience has shown that about 95% of our behavior now is controlled by the subconscious mind and the belief systems, the ideas, our culture, the way we've been programmed and conditioned our whole life, because we've been coded between the ages of, you know, birth and about seven. And we even come in with ancestral codes. It's all part of like the DNA and the heritage, you know, perspective, viewpoint, culture. And if you keep coming at things looking through the lens of what you already know, that's going to be your comfort zone. That's where you're, you know, identifying the familiar and sticking with the familiar. Now, if you're happy with your results, then continue. You know, we have good paradigms and we have bad paradigms. Hold on to the good ones, but the ones that you can identify are in the way. You know, I say to most people, what's in your way? What's the big gap between where you are and where you want to go? And usually the answer is me.
Right. Sometimes we are our worst enemies, right? And not even that. You need to be your best friend. You need to support yourself. And sometimes, like right now, I think there's a pink moon or something, right? And so sometimes there's this weird energy that is happening and we need to look at it, right?
Absolutely. No matter what, we can't control all of our outside circumstances, but what we can control is the way that we respond to it.
Right.
So
right.
If it's a weird energy, you know, choose to do it differently. I say to, you know, my clients all the time, how can you do it differently? If you are continuing to do it the same and responding in the same way over and over again, you know, and you're getting the same result and you don't like it, then start examining how to do something differently. And it's going to take you out of your comfort zone. It's do something scary. I say to my clients all the time, do something scary every day. Teach your subconscious, teach your ego mind, teach that reptilian brain. It's the brain that's really holding us in a pattern of safety, right, and protection, because the brain is always looking for threat. And the brain is also holding on to what's called cells of recognition. It's based on past experience. We don't know what we don't know. So to be comfortable, we hold on to what we already know. And that's where we get into our groove, right? We get into our rut. So a lot of people will say they feel stuck. And I'll say, well, are you stuck in a rut? And that rut is just repeating the same thing over and over and over again. And it's creating a pattern of familiarity. And a lot of people would, the ego mind would rather be right than happy. So they'll choose to be miserable. The people that I'm most excited about working with are the ones who are teachable, the ones who are coachable, the ones who say they want to change and then do something about it. But there are many, many people who say they want to change, but they're not willing to go through that fear, to go through that scary place, to go into the land of the unknown where they're going to discover parts of themselves they never met, or
right,
where they're going to meet the unimaginable. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I work with who would say to me a year later, oh my gosh, you know, I didn't even have the awareness a year ago that, or the imagination a year ago that I could have had what I have now.
Wow, isn't that amazing? You know, when you say that uncoachable or coachable, how would you know if you're coachable? I mean, if you're just starting off in this world of, you know, coaching and thinking into results and all of that, how would you know if you're coachable or not coachable?
That's a really great question.
Thank you.
So it's important to ask, you know, do you want to change?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something you want to change in your life?
Mm-hmm.
And then the really big question is, you know, are you willing to change? You may not want to, but are you willing? You know, like there are things in my business I don't want to do. I'm not, you know, comfortable going up to somebody and saying, you know, maybe I could help you. You know, it's not necessarily comfortable to point out to somebody that they might need some guidance, but I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it because I know the result is going to be rewarding. I know the result is going to be helpful to somebody. And so when you can say that you're willing, I work with people and I can see that they say they're willing. And then once we get into a stretch goal, something outside of themselves, something they don't know how to do, because if they know how to do it,
right, they would have already done it.
It would have
most
already
of the
done
times, right?
Yep.
Ooh.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. I'm so excited to finish this conversation with you. And of course, for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you about getting our newsletter every single Friday. All you have to do is call up right now and leave us your name, your number, and your email, and we'll get you on that list. Barbara, we actually have our first guest on, and it is Jessamine Stanley. Her book is My Yoga of Self-Acceptance, talking about self-acceptance. I mean, really, that's like our inner soul of kind of putting our life together. And so I want to welcome Jessamine. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me, Kim.
You are so welcome. And I have Barbara Douse on the line with me. And, of course, she is a coach. And I'm excited for you guys to meet and to share what you do and, of course, your new book. Tell a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. I am a yoga teacher, an author, and an entrepreneur. I am the founder of The Underbelly Yoga, which you can find at theunderbelly.com. And I was never interested in yoga before. I really literally thought that yoga was just for thin white women. And as a fat, black, queer person, I did not see myself in that. But I realized that yoga is about much more than what the media shows. And my new book, Yoke, My Yoga of Self-Acceptance, is really about the yoga that we all practice off of the mat and how self-acceptance can allow us to be more compassionate toward not just ourselves, but other people as well.
Wow. And you talk about combating residential fat phobias, self-hate, and imposter syndrome. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So I think that there are a lot of different parts of ourselves that we'll like pretend don't exist. And this book is really about me engaging with a lot of the parts of myself that I have tried to pretend don't exist. Like my internalized racism and my internalized fat phobia, my confusion and conflict at the intersection of capitalism and spirituality, what it means to be someone who culturally appropriates yoga, what it means to be someone who has imposter syndrome and has had to reckon with that and accept that and see the beginner status and everything. And these are all things that I think are not, I don't feel like they're unique to me in any way, shape, or form. I think these are very universal experiences. And because we don't talk about them as a society, it can feel very lonely in that kind of self-acceptance.
Right. And what does that mean? Underbelly? Is that what you called it? Underbelly?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. So my wellness community, where you can practice yoga and meditation and breath work with me, is called The Underbelly. And we called it that because we wanted to celebrate the most sensitive parts of ourselves, our most tender bits, our underbelly, and also really accept that so much of what life is happens in the underbelly, that it's in the shadows. It's not always happy or fun or sweet to look at. I think that yoga is very often kind of cast as like sweet and happy and look good. It's so, look at how nice and pretty everything is. But in reality, yoga is about reckoning with the hardest parts of ourselves. And that's what the underbelly is. It's a space where it's okay to be problematic. It's okay to say the wrong thing. It's okay to fart in the middle of yoga class. You don't have to wear a perfect outfit. You can just be yourself. It's the space where you can be yourself.
Wow. Wow. So you set up this. And now, do you teach this to people?
I do. I teach yoga you can find my classes on The Underbelly. And you can actually try a 2-week free trial if you go to theunderbelly.com. And I teach, though, in person as well. And I teach all over the world.
Barbara, talk to
us. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just love what you're saying. And when you say it's like internalizing, you use that word a few times, internalizing racism and, you know, internalizing, what was it, capitalism and internalizing. Can you speak a little bit more to what that means for you?
Absolutely. So I think that we live in a world that is pretty categorically racist and sexist, and that does not want for all people to succeed. And I think that we are all internalizing that on a daily basis whenever we make judgments about ourselves and then judgments about other people. And I think that because it's not fun to say that, it's not fun to call yourself racist. So most people don't. You say, you're like, I don't know about that. I don't know, you know, but then whenever we have really hard stuff come up in our society. Like the last 5 years, I would say, has been a big wake-up call for us as a society. And it's meant dealing with things like our collective racism, and that it's imperative in order for us to actually do something about that at the collective level to accept it on an individual level. And it's not about pointing the finger at anybody else. It's not about saying, well, that person is doing it wrong and that person's doing it wrong. It's about looking within yourself and saying, how am I a part of this? How am I contributing to this?
I'm kind of looking at some of your pictures here on Facebook and, you know, looking at through. Who is your mentor? Who excites you in life?
You know, a lot of people really inspire me. And I would say that while I'm definitely every day more and more inspired by my mother, I dedicated my yoga of self-acceptance to her and to all of the women, my grandmothers, my aunts, all the women who really made it possible for me to do what I do. But I think that I am most inspired by people who do not try to be noticed by anyone. They are really just supporting their families. They are showing up on a day-to-day basis out of the love in their heart. It's people who, it could really be anyone. I'm so inspired by people who show up in their communities, who take care of their loved ones. And that is really all that I ever aspire to do, is to just show up in community and be of service to others.
I love that, Barbara.
Yeah,
don't you?
Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? I mean, every day we wake up, so many people have a responsibility to, you know, make other people happy. And sometimes we leave ourselves out. And I love this. Mm-hmm. You've learned to really stand up for yourself and at the same time just be a model for somebody else that's looking in. And I love what you're doing. Tell us just the lessons that you teach with your poses and in your book. What is the lessons that you want to share here?
I think, you know, there are many lessons, but I think the biggest lesson is to just go with the flow, to just go with it. That life is going to throw many curveballs. And the moment that you think that you have reached any kind of peak is the moment that the curveball is coming to slam you back down into the valley. And the lesson for me always is just to go with the flow. Just be okay with whatever is happening, because there will always be some good and there will always be some bad. And you have to have the bad in order to have the good. You have to have the darkness in order to experience the light. And really being able to just be okay with whatever the outcome is, that's the lesson of my life. And if I have anything to offer to another human being, I think that's probably the biggest lesson.
I love that. It's really, don't sweat the small stuff. We all have them. And just keep walking forward.
Exactly.
Correct?
Is there a quick breathing technique that somebody can in their, you know, as they're walking through their day and they're noticing that they're reacting, do you have a favorite breath
Absolutely. Technique? Definitely. And really, this is all that yoga is. It's literally, we can all do it here together. Just from where you are, you don't need to stop driving. You don't need to stop doing the dishes. You don't need to stop working. Literally, just close your eyes if you can. If you need to keep them open, then do. But just let yourself be here. Let yourself settle.
I
relax
love that.
Your shoulder blades.
Sit in
Let
the moment.
Be here.
I love it. Self-acceptance. What a great message for my listeners. Again, Jessalyn, thank you so much for being a guest. Please share our show with everyone. And how do my listeners find out more about you and get your book?
Absolutely. You can find me at jessalynfanley.com. You can find me on social media at my name is Jessalyn. And you can find my studio, The Underbelly, at theunderbelly.com and at The Underbelly Yoga on social media.
I love it. And I love your name, Jessamyn. That's really pretty.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you. That's very generous of you. Thank you.
All right. Well, you guys, you have a really great rest of your day, and thank you so much for joining us. And please download our podcast so you can be a part of our show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I've got Barbara Dowse here with me co-hosting. And she's got some amazing things that we're going to be talking about. Please stay with us. Our next guest is going to be Dr. Carla Marie Manley, and she's a clinical psychologist, speaker, and the author of a brand new book, Date Smart. We're going to be talking about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com. The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceiling so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust, Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Weddings are back, and you won't want to miss the first wedding show of the 2021 season. The bridal premiere Sunday, August 1st, 2021 at the Hyatt Regency Westlake hundreds of wedding ideas, products, services, vendors, all in one place. Talk to top wedding professionals, discover the latest trends, and learn new ideas and more choices to help plan your day. From wedding venues to gowns and flowers to photographers and DJs to caterers, all in one exciting place at the Hyatt Regency Westlake Bridal Premiere, Sunday, August 1st. Purchase your tickets online at bridalpremiere.com. That's bridalpremiere.com. www.bridalpremiere.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for choosing us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 to start your day in a positive way. I'm really excited to join and introduce you to our next guest, Dr. Carla Marie Manley. And we're going to be talking about her brand new book, Date Smart. Who doesn't want to be able to date smart? And of course, joining me right now also is Barbara Dowse. And we are going to be talking a little bit about what she does and how valuable she is. And of course, she is a coach and thinking into results consultant with Proctor Gallagher Institute, and really just affirming your truth. And of course, her biggest belief is we become what we think about. So, again, I'm so excited, Barbara, that you are joining us here, too.
Yeah, me too. Thanks again, Kim.
Absolutely. Dr. Manley, are you there? And welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
I am here, and thanks so much for having me.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why this book, Date Smart.
Okay, I'm a practicing clinical psychologist in Sonoma County, California, and author of three books, Aging Joyfully, Joy from Fear, and my latest, Date Smart. And my practice focuses on helping people discover who they are so that they can transform their lives in healthy ways.
I like that. I like that. Barbara?
I do.
I figured you would, yes. So,
yeah.
Talk to us, what are we going to find in your book? And I kind of went through it a little bit, and you really helped to take the guesswork out of dating, right?
Absolutely. Each one of my books was focused on a particular niche, a problem that I saw, a reoccurring theme with clients that I wanted to address. And so Date Smart, one of the biggest issues that I face with people of all ages is the complexity of today's dating world. So I wanted to dive in, give people a really simple but fun, easy-to-read manual about getting back to the basics, really starting from cultivating a relationship with yourself so that you like yourself, you know yourself, and maybe even love yourself. So then when you go out into the dating world, you're putting your best foot forward naturally and then not getting into so many of the games that cause the stress in the dating world.
That sounds wonderful, don't you think, Barbara?
Oh, I do. And a question that I have is, do you work with a certain age group, like single women or men, or is it from divorcees to widows, widowers? Getting back into the dating world?
It's such a good question. One of the parts that I really love about my practice is that it covers a broad spectrum. So I work with Gen Zs, who really keep me abreast of what's going on for the Gen Z population, up to people in their 70s. So I work with singles, people who have been widowed, divorced, married for the third time, which is one of the things I try to help people not repeat that cycle of looking for somebody else to fix their issues, and they become aware, and that's one of the biggest pieces. If we can become aware of what our personal issues are, right? We all have hiccups. We all, experience difficulties in life. If we become aware of our healthy patterns and engage in those patterns more, and then if we conversely become aware of our unhealthy patterns and engage in those less, we end up really evolving into the best version of who we can be.
Sounds wonderful. Let me ask you, I know this pandemic, how has that affected dating and relationships?
For many people, it's such a mixed bag, right? So for many people, they happened to be dating somebody at the beginning of the pandemic. So it caused a quickness in the relationship. Let's move in together. Let's, you know, hunker down together. And some
right.
of those relationships became actually very successful. Others mm-hmm. are now breaking apart where it served its purpose, so to speak, not to be, you know, it's not about using people, but for some people they realize,
it worked for that time.
It worked for that period. I had mm-hmm. a companion. I had somebody to be with. So for other people, their relationships became closer. They realized that the pandemic, and this is, can be a long-term, you know, relationship where people realized, you know, I really love my partner more. We've been through this difficult situation, this difficult experience. We get on better than ever. For other people, having that ongoing stress and the and if you're used to being apart from your partner 8 hours a day and then, you know, on the weekends too, and now you're with them 24/7, you may realize you don't really like that person very well, very much, or get on with them very well. So I've seen all across the board, people have had very different reactions. And so what I've done is tried to be a very safe and stable place for people to come to, I don't give advice. What I do is I help people find out from going back and forth with them what their highest truth is.
Mm-hmm. You have such a soothing voice.
Absolutely, yeah.
I know, you really do. I love that. And I'm looking at your website, The Joy from Fear, okay, and Aging Joyfully. And then Date Smart. Are you single? Did this happen to you, or where did this come from?
Okay, so are you asking about a specific book? Are you asking about Date Smart? Where did that come from?
Yes, Date
okay.
Smart.
So
sorry. Yes.
Date Smart came from an upsurge, and it was happening before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was client after client after client was experiencing some sort of dating issue, whether they were Gen Z or millennials who were tired of hookups, tired mm-hmm. of the vast number of choices and getting confused and tired of the games and the manipulation, or women in their 40s or 50s and men as well who were saying, I don't understand this. It's too complex. It's too tiring. I want to give up. I've gone on dates with people. They don't look like their pictures. They don't act
mm-hmm.
like who they say. And so I thought, okay, the universe is asking me to put aside my book in place, right, that was ready to go. And I wrote to the publisher, gave him what I wanted to do. And they said, it sounds like a really good idea. And so it was really, and that's how I feel about my books. I know I'm the writer. I know I'm the psychologist. But I also believe that something beyond me, far more intelligent than I am, really guides me in what, because my goal in life, my vocation is helping people. And if I can reach more than one person at a time through a speaking engagement or through a book, if somebody can't afford an individual session with me, but they can afford a book that's the price of a couple of lattes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I am changing lives, as my husband says. I am changing lives one paragraph at a time.
I love that. So
that's
you
great.
Are married. Okay.
I am.
One of my questions. Okay, perfect. So let me ask you, in your book, you also provide tools for handling red flags. Can you tell our listeners, how do we notice them and learn to respond to them appropriately?
It's one of my favorite questions.
Thank you.
People will say to me, why didn't I notice the red flag?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I saw, now that I look back, I saw them in my husband, or I saw them in my fiance or my girlfriend or whatever it is. And it depends so much on how you were raised. If you were raised to trust your intuition, to trust yourself, to trust your gut instinct, to trust your mental capacities, and that was reinforced throughout life, or maybe it didn't happen as a child, but you ran into people in life who really taught you to trust yourself, then when you see a red flag, you know, somebody's being critical or disrespectful or gaslighting you, you'll go, no way. I'm going the
right.
other direction. Wrong relationship.
Right.
But if you grow up or have a really traumatic experience where you've learned to doubt yourself, then a red flag will come up and you might go, oh, it's just in my head.
Mm.
I'm being too sensitive, which is, you know, one of the things many of us are told, you're too sensitive. Well, I believe our sensitivity, when it's well used, is one of our greatest gifts. So if we look at a red flag as it arises, and say, okay, this person was late for two dates now. I'm going to talk to that person and say, you know, I feel really disrespected when you don't let me know you're running late. If the person shows up and says, oh, I'm so sorry, it's a cultural thing, you know, or it's what I'm used to, I apologize, I'll be timely in the future, and they are, then you can put the red flag to rest. However, if the person says, oh, you're too sensitive, what's a half hour, get a life, well, mm-hmm. now you have another red flag on top of the original red flag. And the other tool that I ask people to do is, if you are noticing that red flags arise and you're dating someone and you really like them, start journaling about the red flags, because sometimes they're actually a result of the person you're dating engaging in unsavory behavior or unhealthy behavior. Other times they're the result of unresolved past issues in your own life that you're projecting onto the other person. And sometimes it's a blend, right? So by journaling about it in a really objective, non-judgmental way, I tell people, research yourself, be a researcher, put on a researcher's hat and just journal, and then look at what you journaled and say, oh, or talk to your psychologist or your best friend and say, these are the patterns I'm noticing. And really,
wow.
Yes.
Really good advice. I really, really love that. I mean, because how would you know if you were brought up? I know this sounds like a crazy question, to accept your, you know, intuition, your guide, or you're more of a pacifier, like, oh, it's okay,
another really good question. And the way
Barbara, maybe you can even help to answer that too. Because some people are like, they don't think enough of themselves, so they let people walk over them. And you see relationships and friendships and things, you know, and you just wonder, like, how come they don't think enough of themselves to do something different?
And that's generally a result of being socialized, you know, mm-hmm. by society as a whole. Women in particular, we're mm-hmm. socialized to be people pleasers, and we become passive communicators or passive aggressive communicators, or we become really aggressive communicators and follow that male type model, where
mm-hmm.
instead, if we learn how to communicate assertively, which I say is stating your truth mm-hmm. with courage, dignity, and respect, and when we get into the habit of doing that, and also to answer the other part of your question, which is paying attention to your needs. If you feel that you're doing things to be liked, to please others, and of course we all want to be liked and to please others, but not at the expense to the self. So we want to notice that. We want to notice, are we engaging in people-pleasing behavior that devalues the self or harms self?
Yeah, I love it. Where do we find your book? I'd love to have you back. This is such a great conversation.
Really great. I'm thinking of some people already, Kim, that I need to introduce to her.
I know. Isn't that great? And I love Sonoma. So there you go. It's right here. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I just love, you know, just fitting in something. The other day I was talking to some Gen Zers who were from another country, and they were asking me about domestic violence and what do you do when mm-hmm. someone starts hitting mm-hmm. you in a relationship.
There
and
you go.
My heart was just going right across the miles, wishing I could do more. And my answer to that was pretty simple. I said, if we as human beings, men and women alike, learn to stand up to bullies and abusers, mm-hmm. there will be no one for the bullies and abusers to abuse.
I love that. And that's universal.
Absolutely.
And in not only relationships, but in our world.
In our world.
In our world.
Exactly.
I really love that, because we have a very big problem in our world right now. And I just think that we definitely need to speak our belief. I think that's what you said. And I'm going to use that, speak your belief and be true to yourself, because if we all are true to ourselves, then we're doing each other justice. So I love
Absolutely.
It. Dr. Carla Marie Manley.
Carla, C-A-R-L-A.
Dr. Carla.
Adding on, Kim, I really have to say, I always, on the beliefs piece, speak your beliefs, but with dignity, courage, and respect. And when we use that dignity, courage, and respect piece, that means someone else can speak their beliefs. And we don't have to agree because we're being respectful. And we're saying there's enough room. And so I envision us linking arms around the world saying, your vision's okay. My vision's okay. Maybe I can learn from you. You can learn from me. So back to your question,
you
where can you find my book?
You
can find it on Familius, which is my publisher. They're a fabulous publisher. Familius.com, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Indie Books, and your local bookseller. I am a big believer in supporting our local bookstore, so go local.
There you go. And I would love to have you back to talk about your other books. I think they're just so beautiful, and I love what you're doing and making a difference in our world.
Oh, thank you.
And and please share our show with everyone and download our podcast so that more people can hear what you're talking about.
I will do that, and I will share it. So thank you so much for having me, both of you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Barbara, do you have a quick question?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, is there a way to reach out to you directly so that, I'm already thinking of some people that I'd like for.
Yes, I will connect you. Absolutely, I will connect you. And also for all of our listeners, I want you to know that Dr. Manley will be in our newsletter because we always want to share where we can find all of our guests.
Well, thank you. And it's drcarlamanley.com, drcarlamanly.com. And you can email me through my website, carla@drcarlamanley.com.
There you go. Carla, thank you so much for being
here.
Thank you.
You're both a blessing. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Barbara, wow, good stuff there, huh?
Yeah, good stuff, really good stuff.
Yeah, I know. I just love my shows and it's radio, it's school on air. And so I want to just kind of talk to you in about your book and of course, your newest book that you are a part of with 33 authors from various backgrounds, right? So you've got Olympic and athletes and doctors and consultants and so many more. And of course, it's called The Successful Spirit, Feel Your Success. Talk to us as a contributing author to that number one, congratulations, Amazon bestseller. What is it that you do, and what is your chapter about? And tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, thank you for asking, Kim. Always a pleasure to be here.
Thank
you. It's really Feel Your Success, where I'm talking more about the feeling place, because a lot of people think that just thinking alone is going to direct them into achieving their success. But until you internalize, emotionalize, and really become one with your desires. So it's, as I say, you don't get what you want, you get who you are. And it's about being. So there's like three parts to our personality. There's the spiritual part, that we're connected to an outside source. There's the intellectual part, which is where we're employing our mental faculties, our conscious mind, our subconscious mind. And there's the physical part. Those are the three parts of our personality, which a lot of people will say is mind, body, spirit. But most people are not using all three. They're either focused on the spiritual side of things, or they're focused on their mind, or they're focused on their body, which is like health and their actions, behaviors, food, whatever. But the area that I like to focus on are the two parts of the mind, which is the thinking mind, the conscious mind, and the subconscious mind, which is the emotional mind. And to really achieve a new version of ourselves, to get outside that comfort zone that I was talking about earlier, is to feel your way to success, is to embody your desire, to have a clear vision of where you're going and stay out of the how, but emotionalize it to where you know why you're doing it. What's the spirit inside of us is always seeking fuller expression, fuller expansion, wanting more. And a lot of people will stop at, I can't have more, or they don't allow themselves to even fantasize about more, or to play bigger and play a bigger game. And what would that look like? because automatically the paradigm, as I was talking about earlier, the old self, the old ideas, the programming kicks in and says, you don't know that, and you don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. But to really cross that barrier, you know, that knowing-doing gap, is to break up with your old self and to start identifying what are some new habits, new thoughts, new feelings, new ideas, new beliefs, and to start repeating those over and over and over again. And in the chapter, I break it down into, you know, visualizing, acting as if, and motor imaging, so that you can start to become the part and be the new version that you have not met yet.
I love that. And you made it so clear to understand. And I know that you have had a long career in entertainment as a business director, a writer, acting coach, and as a success coach and a mindset strategist, you actually help people create that through almost like acting as if, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I love that because, you know, there are things that you go, okay, I'm going to join this, you know, I don't know, like a course. And then you get halfway through and you're like, oh, God, what was I thinking? I'm probably, you know, maybe this is over my head. I've never done this before, but you want to be there. So what is that step right at that point when you think you've taken on more than you can handle? Where do you go from there?
Yeah, that's the step where people want to quit. Right?
Yes, exactly.
And the quitting part is really the old self, the old paradigm, convincing you to come back to what you already know. You know, let's stay safe, let's stay comfortable. But highly successful people are constantly outside their comfort zone. That's why I was saying, do something scary every day and teach your subconscious mind that you're not going to die. So I tell people, design your messy, make mistakes, fake it till you make it, and feel good about it. And,
right.
You know, as our earlier guest was talking about the imposter syndrome,
mm-hmm.
You know, the imposter syndrome, you start to identify, you know, you're feeling like a fraud, but that's just the old self saying, come on back to what you know, we're
right.
happy
you're
here.
You're not going to do this good. You're
yeah.
not going to, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. And I've talked about the four conscious steps to learning, and it's really that place where you grow competent through practice and through repetition. And so it's just like the actor who gets the script and they have their lines. They're not comfortable at first. They start to practice the dialogue and practice the lines. And then they start to build a character based on, you know, well, what would this character think? How would this character feel? And then subtext starts to develop. And then it's like, well, what would this character wear? How does this character feel and behave? And the more that you keep repeating it, being it, acting it, deciding that this is exciting and fun, the more you become it. So the most successful actors that we enjoy and love and believe are those who believe the part and become the part.
Mm.
And we have to do the same thing. So when we are in imposter syndrome, it's to identify, let's say, the perfectionist. And
right.
The perfectionist is get ready to get ready. That's just, and that's who I was for years. That's why designing your messy is so important to me, because I wouldn't do things if I was going to look messy.
Right.
And that get ready to get ready. And then procrastination, which is just another form of self-sabotage. And self-sabotage is when we want something so badly, but we do everything we can to not have it. So we get to, it's an adrenaline rush. You know, we hit our deadline at the last minute. But we get to beat ourselves up along the way and, you know, and create the potential for failure instead of really, you know, designing it in such a way that we can build every day 10 minutes to apply something, another 10 minutes the next day. So we're a compilation of our habits. And when we get into the habitual behavior of success and live each day successfully, don't worry about tomorrow. Live each day with success habits, success mindset, you know, and behaviors that are productive, not behaviors that beat you up and, you know, create a pattern of self-sabotage. And then there's also the solopreneur who is like, I can do it alone. I can do it alone. I got this. Well, and that doesn't scale your business. The I can do it alone is still a part of the perfectionist, the procrastinator, and not being willing to show one, you know, flaws, let's say, or one's lack of awareness or lack of knowledge. And that's where we need help. We need to seek either coaching or guidance or an accountability partner or a mastermind group, or, you know, to leap into the unknown when somebody else is saying, hey, I was there too, you know, and you surround yourself with like-minded people instead of the people who keep telling you you can't do, be, or have what you really, really want.
I love it. Barbara Dallas is who we're talking with right now. And if you need coaching and you want to get to that next step, Barbara, how do my listeners find out more about you?
They can also go to, I have a new program, a mini course called Effortless Action, and I am giving it away to your listeners for free.
Mm.
So to get that, they need to go to thecodeofsuccess.com.
Wow.
thecodetosuccess.com. And they can sign up, and once I, you know, have their email, I will send them a mini course on Effortless Action, which will demystify procrastination and help people to start moving in a new direction, get out of the way, get out of their own way, start understanding the difference between the brain, you know, and how, and the mind, and how it impacts your physical results, and some steps to strategize on how to keep winning in your life.
I love it. And so what do our listeners do? I want them to be very clear. Do they go to your website and then put that in, or how do they do that?
They go to the landing page, www.thecodetosuccess.com.
Codetosuccess.com. Perfect. So how do you act as if and come from having your wish fulfilled?
That's so great. That's where you are really acting from your end result, knowing what the feelings are. If you're on a boat in the Riviera, how can you allow yourself to fantasize? So look at your results and act. You know, are you willing to change? What can you do differently? Let yourself write a list of things you want, goals, desires, and fantasize, and start engaging your imagination. Because if you keep looking at what you already have, that's what you're going to keep creating. And use your imagination to open up to expansive thinking and allow your spirit to move through you so that you're seeking fuller expression. Write down, select one or two, and have a definite plan. Be clear about it. Focus on it. Choose a date, a time, and aim for something you don't know how to do. Stay out of the how. And then start internalizing, emotionalizing. Add music. Speak it. Say it. You know, just share it. Feel it. And get it in your body. And then identify what are the thoughts. Let's say if you want to be a millionaire, most people just throw that out and it's a general comment. It's too general. You know, what are the thoughts of somebody who is on a yacht on the Riviera? What are the feelings of somebody like that? What are the behaviors? Are they staying awake at night, stressed and in anxiety, you know, right, or are they relaxed? And use motor imaging, which is, if you want to be a speaker, for example, start speaking in front of the mirror, start holding your hairbrush and use it as a microphone.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Barbara, I love what you do. You help so many people. Give out that website one more time, please.
Yes. So it's www.thecodetosuccess.com.
Well, thank you again. And it's always a pleasure to have you on our show. And
thank you, Kim.
Yeah. We are at the end of our show. What a great show. I hope that all of you have enjoyed it as much as we have. And of course, please download our podcast, take us with you, share us, and continue to live your dreams. And of course, I always end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Do good and good will come to you. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'll talk to you next week.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com.
Kim Pagano would like to invite you to stop by Missy's Cupcake and Donut Creations to enjoy the sweeter things in life. Located right here in Ventura at 2950 Johnson Drive, Missy has found her sweet spot, which includes donuts, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and custom cake creations for every special occasion, including vegan dessert options. For your convenience, Missy also offers delivery and pickup. So you can start your day the sweeter way by calling Missy's Cupcake Creations today at 805-382-4852. That's 805-382-4852. Or stop by today to choose from Missy's scrumptious selection.
Weddings are back, and you won't want to miss the first wedding show of the 2021 season. The bridal premiere Sunday, August 1st, 2021 at the Hyatt Regency Westlake. Hundreds of wedding ideas, products, services, vendors, all in one place. Talk to top wedding professionals, discover the latest trends, and learn new ideas and more choices to help plan your day. From wedding venues to gowns and flowers to photographers and DJs to caterers, all in one exciting place at the Hyatt Regency Westlake Bridal Premiere, Sunday, August 1st. Purchase your tickets online at bridalpremiere.com. That's bridalpremiere.com. www.bridalpremiere.com.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.